This is Yitzchak Saftless. Coming up next on Mind Your Business, Jim Malcolm, the president of Ricoh, talking about the future of technology. Plus, we talk about my new book, So What's the Bottom Line? 76 Proven Tips and Techniques for Building Your Business and Personal Brand. All coming up right now on Mind Your Business.
If you run a business, large or small, get ready to take a lot of notes. Because it's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzchak Saftless.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzchak Saftless right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide on WABCBizRadio.com. This show is all about real ideas, real businesses, real success stories on Real Radio 77 WABC. Each week we have a very special guest with us and we ask them the questions that are on your mind. That's what this show is all about. A special thank you to last week's host, TJ McCormick, for that really fantastic show. I really appreciate it, where we had an interview about my book that's coming up. It will be out on December 10th, So What's the Bottom Line?, published by Morgan James Publishing. And thank you, TJ, for that incredible show. If you missed it, it's on the iTunes Store. The easiest way to find it is by going to WABCBizRadio.com, WABCBizRadio.com. And actually, all the prior shows since July are all up there, and it's free, and you could take advantage of all the great, fantastic advice that has been shared on these airwaves over the past few months. Well, we're going to go straight to our incredible guest, and with us in studio, we have none other than Jim Malcolm, president of Ricoh Imaging Americas Corporation. Some background about our very distinguished guest. Jim has spent the past 25 years in imaging technology executive positions. He started his career as a contract photographer. We're going to get to that. That's pretty amazing. He loves photography. We'll get to that. And that led to his positions at Sony and now at Ricoh. An avid photographer, Jim is responsible for guiding the North American strategy for product marketing, sales, and operations and finance initiatives of Ricoh and Pentax brand cameras. Prior to this post, Jim founded Aperture 360 Interactive, an innovative web-based B2B and B2C services company focused on 360-degree imaging. And we have an incredible new product on the market we're going to talk about tonight. Jim has received numerous awards, including three as Sony Director, Corporate Marketing, COO President's Award, COO Award Marketing Contribution, and the Silver Reggae Award. Hope I pronounced that correctly.
Reggie, I apologize.
It's
the Reggie.
Okay, now I got it right. Jim serves on the board of directors for the Consumer Electronics Association's Digital Imaging Division and is the newly elected president, congratulations, of the Photo Imaging Manufacturers Division, Distributors Association, that's the PMDA. A special thank you to Kelly Fitzgerald, who assisted in preparing for this, and for Aaron Schachter, for assisting in all the preparation for this interview. Therefore, we encourage our listeners to stay glued for the remainder of this show, this incredible show, where we're going to discuss about managing distinct brand identities, making your product stand out, growing in turbulent times, and the future of technology. With that intro, we give a very warm welcome to Jim Malcolm. Jim, thank you for being on Mind Your Business.
Hey, and thank you for having me. Beautiful afternoon and evening in New York, so yes. It's great to be here tonight.
Yes, thank you so much. Now, Jim, it's so rare and so impressive to find a president of a company, of a large company, that actually drinks the Kool-Aid, as they say. From my preparation, I found out how avid a photographer you are. And I'm told you have a longboard, you ride around filming scenes with a selfie stick. Let's just talk about your background. Where did the love of photography start?
Well, we got to go way back in time, right? So I've had a lifelong pursuit of the arts. Okay. It started actually in photography with my dad, who was with the St. Vrain Photographic Society in Colorado. And growing up in our basement, we had a darkroom. And I started playing with light and exposing paper even before I used film, and just basically made shadow prints with paper. On the other side of my family, my mom is an artist. She did oil painting and watercolors. And so I try to take all of that art and figure out how can I tie that into the business, right? The art of business.
Mm-hmm.
And this way I can merge together the science of business, art of business, and actually lead a company.
Fascinating. So how does your expertise and extensive knowledge in the field of photography help you in your position today as the CEO of Ricoh?
Yeah. So I would say that the, you know, the success of any business is really rooted in understanding consumer behavior. And if we understand the consumer behavior, then it's much easier for us to not only develop the products, but influence the customer to go out and buy. So knowing firsthand photography and what visual communication is all about, we can affect those decisions that drive consumers to purchase, right? Have them go to retail, mm-hmm. have them get involved in the products and services that we're selling, right? And an example is this last weekend, I did a photo shoot in Colorado, and it was snowing and cold. I took out of my bag a wireless remote so that I didn't have to have my fingers out of my gloves in order to take the pictures. The end result was I was able to not only get my pictures, keep my hands warm. I went back to the office on Monday and ended up ordering some additional quantity and getting a note out to our channel partner saying, reminder, winter's here. Let's give our customers the best possible solution that we can.
It's really really great insight about, as you point out, the importance of understanding your customer, understanding the user, because that if you're catering to them and really developing the product perfectly around their needs, they'll enjoy it more, and of course, you'll move more product.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's talk about today, 2015, heading into 2016 around the corner. The smartphone has really overtaken the standalone digital camera. I shouldn't say overtaken, but certainly on its turf. And aside from the GoPro, the action is camera section, a sector of the market, there perhaps hasn't been that much growth in terms of cameras itself. I mean, there's only so many megapixel upon megapixel that you could grow, etc. Are there any opportunities in the imaging market?
So, absolutely. You know, I hear this quite often, and the mobile phone is absolutely stimulating the market, and we're getting a lot of people into the industry as a result of it. So let's drive through the rearview mirror a little bit and think about when I was a kid, right? I went to a dark room, and that really stirred my curiosity of what it is to take pictures and to be creative and to express things visually, mm-hmm. right? But that was really limited just to people who had dark rooms in the house or that, right. you know, really were into photography. But now we've got mobile phones, smartphones that are in hands of millions and millions of consumers. Even the kids, right? 3-4 years old are using iPads and, yeah. and they're starting to interact with imaging. And as people interact with imaging, we see this huge transformation happening in the industry where photography is moving from documenting a moment of time into visual communication. And all of that just begs for opportunity for new commerce opportunities, new business opportunities, new people to join the market.
So there is opportunity. You're saying that there is opportunity for either new items or advancement of technology of some way, shape, or form.
I'll tell you that there's more opportunity today in the imaging space if you open your mind to think beyond just that traditional camera than there ever has been in the history of photography.
Wow. What a fascinating statement. Well, I got to tweet that. And, no, in your name, to have from the CEO of Ricoh, this is that's fascinating. Let's talk about the recent addition to the Ricoh family, the Theta S. What are its notable features? Can you tell me about it? This is very exciting. Well, when did it come in the market? I mean, this is...
So, coming off your last question, right, about the mobile phone and how that, right, why is that changing things? We know that to continue to grow imaging, we have to do something that the mobile phone can't do,
right?
So the mobile phone has a camera in it. It has a certain resolution. It has a certain expectation. And people interact with that every day. So what we're trying to do is change consumer behavior. And what Theta does, which is a full spherical 360-degree camera, is it takes a picture of everything around you. Now, it's really hard for me to explain this. I think the easiest way to say it is My mom used to tell me growing up, I used to say, Mom, how do you know everything? Like, how do you know what I did? And she says, I have eyes in the back of my head, right? Well, that's exactly what we did with Theta. We put a camera on the back of the camera. We put an eye on the back of the camera. And so what happens is when you push the button, you capture everything around you, everything above you, below you, all 360 degrees seamlessly in a single shot.
Wow. Can I, this sounds, now...
Now
yeah, you're holding it.
Yeah, yeah, you're like, oh, what?
Yeah.
I actually have one here in the studio. I wish I could, everybody could see it. But
yeah,
I guess maybe.
There is going to be a video up in a couple of weeks. We will send out through our social media channels because this, we're going to put on, in fact, Pesach, if you could, Pesach, the producer, thank you, Pesach. We're going to put out some pictures. So as you're listening to this, we will have on Twitter and on LinkedIn and probably on Facebook as well. I mean, This is crazy cool.
It is. And so I'll go play Theater of the Minds for a minute, right? So for those of you that are listening can't see this, I'm basically holding a product that kind of is... Whoops. Little music in the background.
That's not, it's not from the Theta.
It doesn't play music, but I'll tell you that it looks like a candy bar. Now, it's not your Kit Kat type, right? Because it's not square.
Right.
It's not your Hershey bar because it's not super thin. It's more in your kind of Almond Joy or Mounds type size. Yeah. So candy bar stick size.
Right.
There's one button on the front, which is what you use to push a button. We've actually put a very unique sound, and I'm going to put it close to the microphone and see if you can actually hear it.
Yep.
Right? That kind of bloop.
That's it.
Bloop. And it's a very simple little bloop that's really becoming distinctively known as kind of that theta sound. But when you hear that sound, we take two 12 megapixel images.
Right.
Both in opposite directions, combine them together within the phone or in the camera itself into a single image, and then wirelessly transfer that over to your mobile device so that you can work that right into your kind of lifestyle workflow.
Wow. Now, is this photography and video, or is just photo now?
Yeah, so this version is both video as well as still. So it creates the end product, right, is a 14 megapixel image or full HD 30 frame per second video.
Wow. Now, if I may, which industries in particular do you, and I mean, anyone with an imagination can already make use of this, but are there any particular industries that can really benefit from this, from the Theta?
So the short answer is yes, right? And that everybody can, if you open up your minds and you think about what the future
of this is. The application, sure.
So let me kind of go to the least common denominator, right? The least common denominator is I can be in a conversation and I can take a picture and I can be actively involved in life and passively involved in taking a picture. This is exactly backwards to everything that we've learned over the last 130 years of photography. Now, because of that, I can capture everything around me everywhere, every time, and both video and still. So the example you said earlier, I hop on my longboard. True. Right. Guilty as charged. I have a longboard. Not the ocean type, right? But this is the type I ride around in Boulder. Okay. And have it on a little selfie stick. And I can film myself going through the paths and all over the place. But the magic is I can come back and I can look at me. I can look at the ground. I can track my son who's riding next to me. I can do any of that type of stuff. So then you go into some of the more practical applications. Real estate, right? How many times have you gone on a website and looked at a virtual tour?
Right, of the apartment, of the...
That's the business that I started years ago with Aperture 360 Interactive, which was really focused on creating these kind of virtual environments. Now, instead of using 12, 16, 17 different images and combining them in hours and tons of computer resources... I can do it in the palm of my hand, which is opening up this whole new world of visual communication to millions, something that was really not available or wasn't practical for the average person.
Wow. Is the Theta available nationwide at this point?
Theta is available nationwide. We launched the product back on September 3rd.
Okay.
We started shipping it October 23rd.
Okay.
I'm really happy to announce that the demand has been tremendous. That's great for me as a manufacturer. To be candid, it's frustrating to our customers because they want to get their hands on it. And I'm not in a position to give it to them right now. We've ramped up our production. We are doing everything we can to fulfill the orders. So get your orders in. We'll fulfill them in the order that they're received, so to speak.
Wow.
But unfortunately, I think it's even going to be after the holidays this year before I get enough supply going in order to fill up this demand.
So, but there is some product out there. The question is how they find it. But we're in back order now.
Yeah, we're in a back order situation, and we've got some great partners out there. Adorama is one of them. Mm-hmm. You know, go online, what have you, and put in your orders, and we'll, like I said, we'll do our best to fulfill as quickly as we can.
Wow. What is it retail? What's the range?
The product is just $349.
Wow.
Now, if you think about what you're really buying for that, you're buying two digital cameras, a wireless transmitter, a handheld computer, a video stitching machine, right?
Yeah, all in this little 2-inch by 5-inch and maybe 0.75 thick. I mean, it's a small thing. It fits right in the palm of your hand. I mean,
it does. It's about half the size of, you know, width-wise of your mobile phone. And it's super easy to carry around and super easy to kind of interact with in your life.
Wow. Wow, moving along. And we're speaking with none other than Jim Malcolm, the president of Ricoh Imaging Americas Corporation. Ricoh has a long history in creating leading technology and collaborative tools for businesses. How do you come up with so many different items? How do you keep that fresh flow of creative applications and products?
Yeah, it's an important question to answer, because innovation is what's going to lead this next wave of consumer adoption. But I'll start by saying many people know Ricoh from the office automation and document imaging side of things.
Right.
Right? You think, where have I heard Ricoh?
Right.
Well, as you walk through the office and you see that, what we call an MFP, right? That multi-format printer in your office, that's Ricoh. But what we did is we know that Ricoh has got such great roots in development of technology. Let's extend that to consumer products. So at the time we purchased Pentax, we actually created a new group called Ricoh Imaging. And part of that, also, we created something called our VR team in Japan. And our VR team is not virtual reality. That's not what everybody thinks about.
Right.
But we refer to them as our visual revolution team. And their sole focus is, and 100% commitment, is to change consumer behavior and find innovative ways to use imaging and visual communication in the future. So the Theta actually was developed within that VR team to try to challenge the traditional thinking. And so by building these types of groups, knowing your market, and realize that through that process, most people don't know what they need. They don't know what they want until they see it. So we make it. We go into the market, and we try to do the work to develop and build that market.
Wow. Wow. Now, Jim, there's so much behind bringing a product to market, as you just described. Can you give us a brief outline of the process?
I can. You know, we could spend days on this subject,
yeah,
right?
True.
Because there's a lot here. So let me just start with, it really starts with an idea, right? Mm-hmm. The idea or the product or the service or whatever it is that you as a business owner or as an entrepreneur want to try to accomplish. And once you get that idea, go and do some research. Right, we do it in big companies. You do it in small companies. Some people ignore it and they just shoot from the hip. But I'm from the camp that really, to determine the potential, do some research. Right, make an investment and learn. Then get into prototyping. There's some amazing tools available to us now with things like 3D printing.
Yeah.
Right. In the past, we had to make a prototype out of blocks of wood. Thousands, tens of thousands of dollars to have an artist sculpt clay and wood and plastic and paint and everything else. Now, within hours, a CAD system and a 3D printer, you can put a prototype in a customer's hands and they can look at fit and finish and size and all kinds of things. So the third piece to this, I would say prototype it and then look at and really study the implications of intellectual property. Right. There is so much patent work and intellectual property rights that are out there. You may think you have just this grand idea and there's no way anybody could ever think of it. Guess what? Somebody else has probably already thought about it. So this whole property rights thing is a real slippery slope. Protect yourself, protect your product, and do the due diligence to really understand what else is being out there and either protect it, by doing all the legal paperwork, or make sure you buy the rights or partner with the people who have the rights to use the technology.
Wow. You know, Jim, you're certainly not letting our listeners down over here. I mean, we told them we're going to get some incredible advice, and you certainly are sharing really great tips. This is really great. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Ricoh sells its products through many distribution networks, as we discussed before, Adorama, Best Buy, and, of course, so many others. How can a company, a manufacturer, ensure efficiency when collaborating with so many dealers?
You know, you might think this is kind of a funny answer because it's probably fairly unexpected, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's all about your operations team. And they're kind of the unsung heroes of any organization and any functioning enterprise. Mm-hmm. In today's business environment, just-in-time inventory requirements, responding at the speed of business, you know, being able to address the needs of a brick-and-mortar retailer or an online partner, being able to ship under partners' names, like all kinds of nuances that with the right expert in your operations side of the business, they can make that run smooth. And in order to make it run smooth, please invest in and use technology. Right? Mm-hmm. Hire the right people who have the background to work with the dealers, with the channel, understand their receiving needs, and then use technology to automate it. So if you have your vendor out there who will only receive a shipment from 10 a.m. until noon on Tuesdays, you sure as heck better know that. Your operations team has it in the system. They're part of the delivery requirements. And then when the order is placed, it's delivered on time and meets your customer satisfaction. It's probably the one area in my company, in my responsibility, mm-hmm. that I've been putting the most effort in and focusing. Because we are about kind of winning the customer's heart is part of our internal and internal piece. And that's both our internal customers and our end user customers. And so we have to deliver the unexpected. The only way to do that is to really reinforce and build a proper supply chain and operations team.
Hmm. Now, on that same point, is there any type of differentiation between products sold directly through Ricoh.com and those sold through retail locations?
Yeah, well, so it's an interesting question and an important one to address. So for the imaging industry, a knowledgeable and well-trained sales force is key, right? Yes, there are some people that are out there who are just going to buy on spec or they're going to buy because they want it. But the imaging industry really has an opportunity to train and educate and direct the customers and build the customer. So retailers have an opportunity to build a brand and build a company around that that end use. So that being said, consumer shopping, their behavior demonstrates that many consumers simply prefer or are more comfortable buying online. And some of them will spend a premium or will pay the money just to even to buy directly from the manufacturer. So, of course, we have to make sure that we address all of our channels and make kind of the greatest opportunity for our customers to be able to go out and buy.
Now, back in 2011, Ricoh acquired Pentax. We all know that there's, you know, a big term called brand loyalty, and there are many people that were very attached to the Pentax name. I know I grew up with the Pentax name. What are the dynamics in managing a company that has distinct brand identities?
It's a big challenge. Yeah. I'll be the first to admit it. It's hard. My background, I came out of a lot of big brand companies, and being able to leverage those brands. We had, when Ricoh purchased Pentax, Ricoh's a global brand, right? I mean, they're a huge organization. We purchased a very well-known consumer brand. But the truth is, the company Pentax no longer exists. So we have this huge challenge of maintaining the brand equity that we bought, right? Because that's a huge part of our business, and merge that together and basically give Ricoh credit for the innovation and development and further advancement that we're bringing under the Pentax brand. So we deliver the very best camera products under the Pentax brand. And we've dedicated all of our removable lens cameras to that Pentax brand, as well as our sport optics business, or in other words, our binocular business. Okay. All will continue to carry the brand. The easiest way to think about it is Pentax is now a sub-brand of Ricoh. So just like you would have Mattel and Barbie, right?
Right.
Everybody knows Barbie. It's a huge brand.
Right.
It's actually owned by Mattel.
Right.
Right. That's the same basic relationship that we go with Ricoh Pentex. Ricoh is our master company brand. They're giving us the innovation, the opportunity to further grow and develop this business. Pentex is a product brand under that portfolio that reinforces the fact that Pentex has amazing that Ricoh has amazing technology.
And supports, it's technological advancements for the benefit of Pentex. Right.
Absolutely, because when you talk to a Pentax photographer, they will tell you, well, you know what? This is the best spec camera. It is the highest performing camera at the price point. It has weather sealing and in-camera image stabilization. I mean, they will rave of all of the benefits of it. But being a, dare I say it, because I've been criticized too many times for saying it, but I'll say it again, we're a challenger brand. Right, there are three big players out there. I won't mention them. I think you all know who they are. But as a camera manufacturer, we develop products. We're a bunch of photographers who are creating equipment for photographers and delivering it in a way that increases their enjoyment and their creative flow and their creative development. And we want to win each one of those customers. We want to win their heart. And we have this very loyal group. Hit the internet and look up somebody called Pentaxians. And Pentaxians are those people, to your point, they started maybe with a K1000 or an ME back in the 70s, and they have followed, love, support Pentax. They are our most valuable customers out there, and one that I reach out to and try to talk to as often as I can, because they will define our future products with us, and we will grow with them, and you know we owe those loyal Pentaxians a lot of maintaining this brand.
Wow. Now, Jim, as Ricoh is a Fortune 500 company with locations all over the world, but the headquarters are, if I'm correct, is in Japan.
That's right.
What is it like running a company, you're the president, with its headquarters overseas? Maybe you could describe that dynamic a bit.
You know, it's a curse and a blessing, right, at the same time.
Sometimes, you're live on the air here.
Yeah, it's true. I got to be careful. We'll edit that out. No,
maybe they don't know English.
The good news is this. Sometimes you have enough distance from the major corporation that you can actually make some decisions, right? So what we like to say is we want to think globally but act locally. Right. So we want to develop this global infrastructure and leverage off of the global properties that are out there, but we want to act locally. And the way we interact with our headquarters is, of course, better use of technology. There's video conferencing technologies. I can print from my desktop to a Ricoh printer in Japan. I don't even have to send an email.
Wow.
It's almost kind of like in the old days when you had a fax machine and you walk in the morning and there's prints. Right. So if I want something, I just tell my guys, check the printer, and it's sitting on the printer in Japan. So please, if you're going to work with organizations, whether you're distributed across the United States or globally or what have you, use technology. Second of all, use the geography or your geographic location to minimize the time changes, right? So we're in Colorado. But the further west you go in the United States, it's much easier to do business with Asian companies, right? Because they're starting their day as you're ending your day, and you can get a couple, 3 hours worth of good work in. The inverse is true when you start talking about European companies. The East Coast does very well working with European companies because you can get some work done. West Coast is really tough to work, in my opinion, with European companies.
Right, because it's 12 hours or something like that.
You're
it's
almost
like
always,
10 hours,
you're almost off ridiculously all the time. So my three pieces, this is use better technology, geographic location, and then communicate at every level. Like use every resource that you have, communicate whenever you can, and keep those tight relationships.
Wow. We're speaking with Mr. Jim Malcolm, president of Ricoh Imaging Americas Corporation, right here on Mind Your Business with Yusuf Saftalis on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned. Back with more great tips and information with Jim Malcolm right here on Mind Your Business.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your services and programs. It has to deliver just the right message, the right way, to make customers is excited about what you offer and interested in working with you. Online, you have to be on the money to make the money. So go with the best. Website with Brains. Their experienced team will plan, write, design, and program a winning website that combines simplicity and flexibility with powerful features that will make you the king of content marketers. And they make it so easy. All of their websites are made with an easy, user-friendly interface. Website with Brains will have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Take control of your online marketing today. Call Website with Brains for a free consultation and see how they can improve your online presence. 1-800-WEB-9018. That's 1-800-WEB-9018. Or visit them online at websitewithbrains.com.
And we're back on Mind Your Business here on 77 WABC. We have with us live in studio Jim Malcolm, the president of Rico Imaging Americas Corporation. Jim, as an avid photographer, if I may just put you on the spot here, how important would you say it is that a CEO, a president, etc., someone in an executive C-level position, have a real passion for the products that they produce and distribute?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a fair enough question. So let me first tell you a little bit of my kind of belief or my philosophy. And so I believe that successful leadership and, quite frankly, business management is truly industry agnostic. That, in other words, you have the core leadership and business capabilities. You can apply that really nearly to any market segment. So the ability to run a company and to have those core skills, I think, is industry agnostic. However, the kind of plus alpha, as I'd call it, right? Mm-hmm. That little extra something in business, in my opinion, is really rooted in passion. And it's when you have that passion, that love for what you do, to sell, to build, to make all of these products, right? That's what really makes the difference for you to get up every day and say, what can I do to transform my company or to change consumer behavior or to grow this segment, whatever it is? So is it important for running the business? I would probably say no. Is it important for actually growing and motivating your team and actually breaking through and changing behavior? I think it's instrumental. So, you know, every day I learn something new from people who use our products. I call them. We, you know, pull people off of the internet who have made comments. We go into things like our service records of people we service with, and I give them a call and I talk to them in their language. It's like, whether they're a photographer, an enthusiast, or a sportsman, it doesn't really matter. And I learn from them and I feed off of them. They appreciate the fact that I reached out. I get to learn something from them, and then we share that in the company and we grow. So anyway, long-winded answer to your question, I would say to run the business, you have to have business skills. To be able to take it to the next level and really break through and make your company a great place to work, passion is critical.
It's such a great answer. I beg to differ. It was not long-winded. It was really a great answer and so important. And you see the result in so many, I mean, take a look at Apple, you know, or whatever, you know, companies out there where at the top there's serious passion, there's real, you just feel it translates into everything that they do, into the products, et cetera. It's so true.
Yeah, I think so you have to have it. You have to believe it. And it doesn't mean that you can't apply that to an industry that you just joined, right? If you're just getting started or you're changing careers or you're taking on something new, follow your heart, follow your passion. And that's what leads to greatness.
Yeah. And in fact, a few weeks ago, we had on Norm Trainer from the Covenant Group. He advises and coaches many businesses out there. And he talked about a couple of the primary pointers that even a client looks for in a vendor. And he listed, of course, passion is like right up there. As you know, even just for a vendor, if the vendor doesn't display any type of serious passion, the clients go away. I mean, that's...
Yeah. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the PMDA, Photo Marketing and Distributors Association. Congratulations, you are now the president.
I am, thank you.
How does that organization further the goals of the imaging industry in general?
Yes, yeah, so let me answer that in a couple different ways.
Sure.
So before we even get specific to PMDA, mm-hmm. let me talk a little bit about organizations or alliances within your industry, right? Mm-hmm. So the bigger topic is, boy, should I really get involved in these industry trade events? Should I invest the time to go to a board meeting with a bunch of other manufacturers who are trying to sell against each other? I'm firmly in the camp of yes. And the reason yes is there's so many things that even if you spend your entire life in the career, you're going to learn something new. You're going to build your network of contacts. And they might not be people that you're competing with. It might be with other people. So let me use an example specific to PMDA mm-hmm. of why that matters. So PMDA is a huge organization. We've got, you know, every major manufacturer from cameras and software solutions and wireless carriers. It doesn't really matter. If you're into imaging, we want to work with you and have you on this board. Now, we do some really exciting events, and one of them is something called Portraits of Love. And this is one that over the years, PMDA has mobilized about now up to 400, 450 photographers that go to military bases around the country and photograph military families as they're being deployed so that they have that family photo, that thing that everybody kind of cherishes, right? What's the first thing you do if your house is burning down, right? Grab your memories, and then you get out of the house. Same thing hangs true for these military families. Now, they may not have the means to go out and find a professional photographer, but PMDA, through Portraits of Love, has brought those photographers in. They do it pro bono. The photographers make the investment for these families and capture the images, share them with the families, and we do about 4,000 prints a year wow. that are given back. And it takes an entire industry to do that.
Right.
And every major manufacturer of cameras is on the floor shooting, right? You can go to right. any one of these shoots and you'll see right. somebody carrying each of the major right. camera manufacturers, right. The brands. We have networks in order to hold the pictures on. We have printing services that will actually print and mail the resources out. So those types of events give back to the industry in untold ways. And it's a way for us to come together. It's a way for us to give back and recognize the power of imaging.
That is so beautiful. I understand that the PMDA has also a service, Hire Heroes. Maybe you could talk about that.
Yeah, Hire Heroes is one that's near and dear to my heart, not only because I'm a business leader myself, but we look at vets or people who are recently leaving the military. They're going into the public sector. They're going right. into the private sector. They're no longer going to be the military. They have to get jobs,
right?
Right, and that's got to be hard and intimidating for some of these folks.
Right.
That they've spent sometimes just a few years, sometimes their entire life
yeah.
within an organization. They have to make a change. So, Hire Heroes is a much larger group that is dedicated to helping these folks find jobs. I got involved even personally a couple weekends ago where I went to Fort Carson in Colorado Springs and I photographed the vets and did headshots for their LinkedIn page, right? So through Hire Heroes, it's all about how to build a LinkedIn page and why it's important and how you build a, and now that group of folks are going to have beautiful, professionally created photos, headshots that they can use on their LinkedIn
wow.
profile, or quite frankly, any of their profiles that they'd like to use it at.
Any of these photos up? Could we tweet out? Could we on our social media link it, or that's private?
I'm
fascinating.
There's a ton of stuff out there
okay.
on the Portraits of Love.
Okay,
there's a getting to be more and more on the Hire Heroes. I'd be happy to share some of my own work on our stuff, and you can link right into our
yeah.
website. Just give me a couple days to get that set up.
100%.
All right, 100%. Perfect.
Jim, we talked about this before, about innovation for a business, certainly a business like yours. I'm just going to ask the question from this particular angle. How critical is innovation for the success of a business?
So, I don't want to make this sound too simple
okay.
or too hard, but innovation is critical to success of any business. But innovation is not limited just to your products,
okay.
right?
often we hear about innovation, and it's about, well, what's the latest model and how does it work different and what's the advantage to it and every, right? And to some degree, that's important. But you have to extend this whole idea, the concept of innovation, into things as simple as your office equipment and your technology, like your phone systems, right? The printing systems that you use, visual displays throughout the office, video conferencing, office automation, right? And all of that feeds to a change in the behavior of your employees, mm-hmm. right? And innovate with your people, right? Recruit the very best talent within your company, mm-hmm. right? Don't forget that there's a linkage between passion and talent of the people and the actual business success that you have. So try not to think about innovation as just what's the latest product innovation, but think about what's the company innovation. And I guess the example that I'll use is, well, I don't know, hand soap, right? Okay. There's not a lot of innovation happening in there,
right.
But there's a lot of really interesting things from companies that are trying to be unique, right? They're trying to bring in, an innovative marketing plan, or they've got an interesting office that they use to help share their brand passion with, and they start to build these followings of very loyal customers based on innovation of place and people, not necessarily just innovation of product.
Very interesting.
Now, all of that I say,
right. Okay.
Yes, you have to innovate product, right?
Right.
Especially in the electronics industry.
Yeah, live and die.
It's moving. Yeah. To your point, you live and die on it. But there are some categories where we'll have a very long life cycle because, quite frankly, the technology not only delivers the product that they need, but the expectation to do more isn't there. So I'd rather invest my company's resources into what are other innovative things that are going to change behavior rather than trying to take something that, quite frankly, isn't broken, break it just to hope to get some additional revenue.
Hmm. Now, Jim, as president of the U.S. division of a Fortune 500 company, perhaps you could share just some, I hate to oversimplify such a complicated subject, but just some tips on marketing from your vantage point.
There you go. So let me give you four things to think about.
Okay.
All right. So number one, and this is something I try to say to my staff and my team a lot, and I hope they listen. We'll see.
Okay.
So it's be something to somebody, not everything to nobody.
Love it.
Don't be afraid to claim your market segment and stick to it, right? You can't deploy your resources so wide that nobody ever hears your message and nobody sees what you're saying, right? So be kind of laser focused and be, like I said, it's in the term, right? Be something to somebody, not everything to nobody, and be willing to stick with it. Part two to that is sell emotion, right? In the old days, years ago, consumers would go to the market and they'd buy a product. This is pre-social media, pre-sharing, right? Okay, I'm going to go buy a product. I look at the spec and I go buy it. Mm-hmm. But now, consumers in all segments of the market are buying emotionally.
Right.
It's who they're interacting with online, who's giving them valuable information, who's helping them and holding their hand. And I don't mean that in a negative way, right? And guiding them towards the things that they love. So consumers will buy products and services that they relate to. And so don't use industry jargon and kind of the tech spec speak, but really communicate in regular terms. You know, an example would be in the imaging industry, there's nothing more powerful than life's first and last moments.
Right.
And people say, wait, Jim, what are you saying? First and last moments? I don't get that, right? I get first moments. That's easy. A birth of a child,
right.
A graduation, a trip
purchase
that went
of a
on.
House,
I bought a house, right? Those are all great triggers for the imaging mm-hmm. industry to capture and quite frankly, in any industry, to sell. Mm-hmm. But also think about the last, right? Think about the last time you went to Disney with your dad, right? Think about the last time you sent your mom a card and she called and said thank you, right? Those triggers that most people don't think about, the last time I did something, is really a rich and dynamic space to build campaigns and communication around. So my number two point was sell emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is always lead with a product benefit, right? What's in it to me, and why should I care, right? Do I care about 50 megapixels? Probably not. Do I care about the very best imaging quality that a professional can expect in a medium format camera?
Absolutely, yes.
Absolutely. So, you know, tech specs will help customers choose between product A or product B or manufacturer A or manufacturer mm-hmm. B. But don't be shy. Tell customers why your product makes things better for them, right? Why there's a benefit to them, and lead with that. Mm-hmm. And then I guess my last number four advice or comment on marketing is turn your users into brand evangelists, right? At the end of the day, when your customers start using your product, tell somebody about it. Right. So we've developed at Ricoh Imaging a group of people we call image makers. Ricoh image makers are photographers that use our equipment to create their pictures, to share their memories. We use them to help showcase. We have at Pentex, we have something called the Pentex Photo Gallery, which has 37,000 curated images on it that were supplied by end users. You want your customers to be loyal to you, be loyal to them. Thank them for, you know, being engaged with your brand and show them the work that that they create.
Wow. Incredible tips. Well, in the few remaining moments that we have, I'd like to ask again, as we're here with Jim Malcolm, who was gracious enough to come live here in studio, president of Ricoh Imaging Americas Corporation. Over the past few years, we have been experiencing a surge in the emergence of new technology. What do you project for the future, say, let's say, 10 years down the road?
So the technology curve certainly is not flattening, right? The technology is getting around us, and the adoption of technology and things that you could never imagine is coming really fast,
yeah.
Right? So consumer behavior is going to change. I joke with my friends' team sometime that I wait until the little tag in the back of your shirt actually is electronic, right? It's going to do something. It's coming, I'm telling you. But in the imaging industry, right, photography is shifting from documenting a moment in time to an entirely new visual communication style for consumers. And so I see in the future that we'll no longer choose specific subjects to photograph, but rather we'll capture everything around us. We'll build an entirely new commerce infrastructure and an opportunity for companies that specialize in visual communication. There is a countless and unimaginable amount of information that's out there that can be monetized by really smart people who can make systems and solutions and products that use imaging as a trigger. And so, you know, life will be automatically archived in the future. We won't think about what we're shooting and when we're shooting and how we're capturing it, but rather it will be captured around us. Then we'll use things like augmented reality and facial recognition and GPS data, time and date stamps, to really build really what becomes somebody's digital shadow for the rest of their lives.
Wow. You know, a couple of weeks back, we had on Steve Sadov. He was the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue for a number of years. And he talked about the wearable technology from the fashion standpoint. He said that it's happening. It's in real time. It's happening on us.
That's fantastic. So, yeah. I love to hear that.
Yeah. Going back to the Theta camera, I mean, this is really incredible. I shouldn't call it a toy, although to many, I'm sure it is a toy. Could you share with us maybe what the next, what's in store, up at Ricoh or Pentex?
So all of Ricoh, and certainly under the Pentex brand as well, we're committed to changing customer behavior, right? Mm-hmm. And delivering disruptive technologies that can do that. I can't talk specifically about things that are coming down the road, but I will tell you that it's not a toy at $350, right? It's a real product that delivers an outstanding result, and compare it to some of the other solutions for $5,000, $10,000, $25,000. We can put 360-degree spherical imaging in the hands of millions today.
Wow. Wow. Jim, any final thoughts for audience of Mind Your Business?
I guess the easiest way that I would kind of summarize it is, regardless of your business or your career objectives, really choose what you love and impact whatever it is that you do, right? Leave your thumbprint, your footprint, however, whatever analogy you want to use on what you want to do in business. Because someday, somebody else is going to, you know, pick up where you left off, and hopefully you've left them a nice platform to work from.
Amazing. Very special thank you to Jim Malcolm, president of Rico Imaging Americas Corporation, for sharing some really incredible advice and perspective right here on Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. Jim, it was a real pleasure.
Thank you for having me. I'll be happy to come back anytime.
I'm certainly going to take you up on that. We'll be back in a moment right after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your services and programs. It has to deliver just the right message, the right way, to make customers excited about what you offer and interested in working with you. Online, you have to be on the money to make the money. So go with the best. Website with Brains. Their experienced team will plan, write, design, and program a winning website that combines simplicity and flexibility with powerful features that will make you the king of content marketers. And they make it so easy. All of their websites are made with an easy, user-friendly interface. Website with Brains will have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Take control of your online marketing today. Call Website with Brains for a free consultation and see how they can improve your online presence. 1-800-WEB-9018. That's 1-800-WEB-9018. Or visit them online at websitewithbrains.com.
Each week, we are going to start talking to Yitzchak about his new book, So What's the Bottom Line?, coming out December 10th through Morgan James Publisher. We are really excited. There's this book that we've been constantly talking about and excited that it is finally coming out. 260 pages, 76 proven marketing tips and techniques for building your business and personal brand. Available December 10th, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and at your local bookstore. And you can pre-order that today already. We've seen it, and it's started selling. So we're really excited. So we picked out a few questions, from the book, and we'll be doing that every week to talk to Yitzchak. Today, you know, as you heard, we talked a lot about cameras tonight, and we have a great chapter I see here on page 169 on Kodak. So Yitzchak, how did they come up with the name Kodak, and what was the idea behind it?
Yeah, so first of all, thank you so much, Pesach, for that intro. One of the chapters, there are 76 chapters in the book, is called Kodak Moments. And one of the ideas that I discuss in there is how they came up with the name Kodak. And actually, George Eastman, he was the founder of Kodak, it was very interesting. We did our research and we found that he had three principal concepts that he, when he was developing the name that eventually became Kodak, that he said that these three principles had to be factored in order for him to have his name of his company. One of them is that it had to be short.
Okay.
Short. Okay. The next one is it could not be easily mispronounced. Meaning it had to be something that, I guess he tried it on.
I know, French sounding in there, yeah.
Something, right. It had to be straight away. Kodak. How many different ways are they pronouncing it? So, okay. And number three, this is a very interesting one. It couldn't be anything that would resemble or be associated with anything else. There would be no confusion.
Okay.
And there are, I'm not going to give examples on the air because I don't want to, you know, specifically knock any company out there. But there are many products or companies that, when you hear the name, it doesn't necessarily have any connection with what they do. Okay, well, you could say the same thing for Kodak, but at the same time, it certainly doesn't represent anything else, meaning
right.
It's a fresh new name, even if you say Google. Google is still was technically a fresh new name, and it segued into what it does. Kodak was the same thing, but it wasn't that on day one people had to like say Kodak, oh, that's a pair of pajamas, right?
Right, exactly.
No, it wasn't. So that was the I hope that answered your question from the book.
Yeah. So I see you, and then you go on to talk about the Kodak Moments campaign. Maybe talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, this is really great. Now, going back, and many of us grew up on Kodak, and we know we had Jeffrey Hazlett here. He was the former CMO, Chief Marketing Officer at Kodak for many years. They were looking to develop a really incredible, expressive campaign, and they realized that at the end of the day, that when someone captures a photo, it's capturing a moment in life, almost really along the lines of what Jim Malcolm said before. It's capturing a moment, and therefore they ran an incredible campaign, which was of people interacting and doing everyday things, and the tagline was, "These are the moments, Kodak moments." And it was so, incredibly simple. But yet at the same time, the Kodak Moments campaign captured anything that happened in life. And that's what a camera's all about. It's to capture what's going on in life. And therefore, we talk about this in this chapter in the book, Kodak Moments. So one was we talked about the name and how they came up with the name. And then another element is the Kodak Moments campaign, which is really coming up with a campaign that understands how the customer uses the product and then brings it out. Kodak Moments, it's life itself. It was a really great, incredible campaign.
Yes, that was. I love that chapter. So what's the bottom line? Can be yours. Just go to Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore to pick up a copy and start building your business and personal brand today. It's a really a great book, and we are going to be learning more and more about that every single week here on the Mind Your Business Show on a weekly basis.
Well, Pesach Trapper, the producer of this show, thank you very much for that. I just want to wrap up by thanking all our wonderful listeners. Before we hand it off to Red Eye, we a special thank you to Jim Malcolm and really his team at Rico for allowing him to join us here on Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. Stay tuned for Red Eye and tune in again next Sunday night at 11 p.m. for another edition of Mind Your Business here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Every Sunday night from 11 until midnight on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.